My name is John Manyok. I'm a citizen of South Sudan. We were a bit happy in 2011 when we got our independence in July 2011. And after 2 years, then the war broke out. Most of our citizens left with nothing until some of them ran to the displaced camp, especially in South Sudan here and East Africa. So the independence of South Sudan mean a lot when we got independent. But today, most of our citizens are still in East Africa and in a displaced camp within South Sudan here.
Thank you so much. I'm by name Esther. I'm so happy to be a South Sudanese. I am glad that I was born in this land. I cannot lie that I am happy, but the truth is most of us are not happy because things are changing every day. And sometimes there are some of us that are finding it difficult to say that we are happy, though the economic problems.
I'm by name Victor Atem, from South Sudan. The independence of South Sudan was like a blessing, but a curse to the national. Why? Because what majority of people had been expecting turned to be the opposite. Independence was a joyous thing. I witnessed the CPA in 2005, Nyayo Stadium. And we were joyous together with a colleague that we had been together. But as for now, economically, financial independence is not there in South Sudan. We don't have freedom of speech. So to me, it's like a curse, because I did not saw what I was expecting.
My name is Jolie. My opinion on the independence of South Sudan, first of all, when we got independent, as a nation of South Sudan, we are very happy. We celebrated our independence, but it reached to the extent that we are even, as the citizen of the country, we don't feel good staying in our own country because of the situation now, like school. Our children are studying outside the country. They are supposed to get education within the country here since we get independent. But now, the situation.
I'm called your lawyer, Charles Lokonga. In regards to the independence of South Sudan, for now, I think we are really trying to move on from the past situations. We are trying to forget about the hard times and the challenges that we have been going through. We know of the war, we know of the crisis that had taken place, but now there seems to be a stream and a light of hope. Though there are still many other issues, like children who have lost their parents during the war. There are also very many other challenges in terms of development in infrastructure, roads, hospitals, schools. But we believe, as we keep on with the struggle.
Well, my name is Sisi Abe. I remember the first independence I was here. And we were really so happy. And I remember even I stayed out until midnight, and that's when I went back home. Now things have changed. We are not we are not secure. We don't feel secure. Especially for me, I want to be home by 8. I want to be in my compound. I don't feel that what we used to feel before. Yeah, even when you walk in the streets, you don't feel, you feel like you're not... That security is not there anymore.
My name is Ronald Amin Simon. 11 years of our independence, we thought that by this time, South Sudan has gone far in terms of development, in terms of everything. By this time, we would have water in our houses, electricity, and all these services. We think by this time, we have all the services. But now, we lack these services. We are going slowly by slowly, but we hope we will have these services in future.
My name is Raya. Since the 11 years of independence of our country, it's not really bad. We had some, although we have still some obstacles, yeah, but we still believe that there will be change for a better country as a citizen so that we can live happily. The killings of people, you know, it's all the time they keep on saying that in this place they have killed this amount of people, they have killed people, which is not good. You know, everyone has a right to live, not just to take anyone's life by force. So that it will be having full security all the time. But unfortunately that, it's not all that fully. We still need more security in this country so that we can enjoy staying in our country.
Yeah, thank you very much. I am Mzee Francis, a South Sudanese by nationality, and I'm very happy to be a South Sudanese. And for all this while, in the 11 years, it has been a long struggle that both citizens and all international bodies have been struggling for this country. And we're happy that we are celebrating our 11th anniversary. Though there were angles and so on in the governance and so on, but we have been pushing in the educational sector. Work has been also okay, because I'm currently at Continental Medical Supplies. Yeah, and I'm very happy because I'm now in total peace in my own country.
My name is Maria Nyadwal. We don't actually have independence in this country. Most of the things are not happening. There are no roads, no hospitals for the civilians. Like, nothing is really happening that we need to celebrate about. Okay, we have independence, but I don't think someone should have a celebration for it, because we have a long way to go.